English Code Interpreting Exercise Number 6, Oral Recall.
You will hear a series of four short passages from a victim impact statement. After each passage, you will be given twice as much time to retell, in your own words, as much as possible of the passage. They are only five or six sentences long and not difficult to understand. If you are not finished when a new passage starts, you stop and pay attention to the new passage. The first passage will start in 5 seconds.
My husband, Peter Thomas, was killed by a young man driving a stolen car. He had phoned me at noon to tell me he was going to the bank during his lunch hour, and 5 minutes later he was crossing the street when he was struck down. He was killed instantly. I was devastated when I heard the news. We had been married only 4 years and had known each other since grade school. We had just bought our first home, but we really had no other savings, and Peter didn't have life insurance. I know that somehow I will be able to get along financially, but I don't know how I'm going to cope without Peter. My brothers, Bill and Dan Miller, together with my sister, have been helping me with my son while I look for a job. Not an easy thing to do with the current situation. But despite all their help and support, I have not been able to control my emotions, which range from anger to rage to helplessness, loss, and mostly pain. A deep depression has taken over me. I don't know what is going to become of me. I am afraid that the killer will never be brought to justice. Although there were three men running away from the car, not one of them has admitted being the driver. Their fingerprints are inside the car, including the steering wheel. I am sure a good defense lawyer will get them off with possession of stolen property and a suspended sentence, since they have no criminal record. That is the end of the exercise.